Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday, July 5th. This weekend in America was Independence Day. So we were celebrating, you know, our freedoms. Okay, so I'm sorry. Because this past year has not felt like any place anybody has had any freedom. We've been like kind of at the whim of whatever is going on outside of us. But all of that is about to change because today, I'm bringing back predictions, worldwide predictions. Okay, I've done this before and they've been pretty spot on. So some of the things I'm going to say before I do my predictions. Oh, God, I crack me up. I hope I crack you up. Because it would be sad if I'm sitting here laughing and nobody else is laughing. Okay, with all seriousness, with every ounce of love in my heart, there are a few things I want to say. I want to thank Rude Rangers TV for streaming this show on all of their stations and podcasts, WSCS for sharing their station. I'm so blessed. You know, life has a way of, when you're in that place, life can show you the best of everything. Life can just show you everything that's good and beautiful. And when you stay with that flow, it keeps growing. Like you just, you know, it's good. Okay. If you are watching on WSCS or one of the other stations, please know that at the 30-minute mark, the show will end on WSCS and possibly some of the other stations that I'm being aired on, TV stations. YouTube will just keep flying right through it. Yes, we will. But if you are listening on a station where it cuts at that 30-minute mark, please go to YouTube and you can finish watching on YouTube. You can watch on Rude Rangers app, the Rude Rangers app or Rude Rangers TV or any, like I am streamed on, the show is streamed on a number of streaming stations, Roku, Amazon, and those are the only two I can remember right now, but there are other ones. Okay, so today I'm being prompted to bring back predictions just because, because I am. So some of the things that I've predicted in the past as far as worldwide events have happened. They don't always hit the news because, well, not everything hits the news that is supposed to. But let me just say, I'm getting that Indonesia, Malaysia, there's going to be some casualties there. Indonesia, Malaysia, casualties. This is going to be a natural disaster. So please, when I do this, I hope my predictions are wrong. But these are warnings to people to pay attention. These are warnings to maybe be in the right place at the right time or to not be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I feel like what's coming in Indonesia and or Malaysia, and excuse me for saying this, I don't know if those are the same place, but I keep hearing them together. So, yes, and I did take geography 3 times. I do not think the 4th time is going to be the charm for me. Not taking geography again. What I want to say is one of them is, again, something to do with water and water coming in high and fast and the other one is not a natural disaster, but it has to do with something that has been happening at home. I see buildings going down. Now, it could be a natural disaster because it could be an earthquake, okay? But I don't see just one building going down. I see buildings going down, and that's Indonesia, Malaysia. Okay, the next thing is a little closer to home. I said this before on my show. I'm going to say it again, and I'm not going to get into too much detail. These are basic messages without a lot of specific content. The next message is that there are going to be closer to home. They're coming in so fast, I can't even keep up with them in my head. And I keep saying, do you really want me to say that? Do you really want me to say that? And they're like, say it. Closer to home, we are going to have a lot of knowings. Thank you. Perfect word. Knowings coming out. For those of you who are paying attention and watching the right outlets, you're going to start to see a lot of things coming to light that previously were not allowed to come to light, is the best way I can say that. And this is really important. This is one thing that's really important that they want me to make sure I let you know. There have been some tragic things that have happened recently in Florida and California. And California and Florida, I'm so sorry. I'm sending prayers to your families. Here's the thing. Sometimes it looks like an accident or is blamed on one thing is actually a pre-orchestrated event to hide something or to do something. For whatever that's worth, just follow the chain, follow the information. For example, a couple of months back, there was a bombing, I think, in one of the states in the U.S., and they made a big deal out of this bombing, and it took down a building. But what they didn't make a big deal out of was the fact that that was the building that held all the polling or a great deal of the polling information for our past election. Oh, details, right? Who needs that detail? A lot of people still don't even realize that that was the case. The building that went down had so much evidence in it. Yeah, let's suck on that lollipop for a moment and see how that makes us feel. Does it give us the soft and fuzzies? Not so much. They're not as slick as they think they are. They just have a really good way of hiding information. And on to better news. Okay, so we are going to see a lot of things coming to light that some of the things we don't want to know, some of the things we have no choice but to know. They're coming to light. Pay attention, folks. If you don't get it the first time, you're going to end up getting it the second time. If you do not listen to the information being given to you, they will find a way. They will wake you up in your sleep to... They will wake you up in your sleep to tell you what you need to know. Yeah, they will. And even if it's not clear to you in that moment, it will be clear to you. It will be clear to you. Okay. Let's move on. I am going to be taking callers today. If you would like to call in, the number is 845-277-9131. Yepers, that's the number. And I will be answering questions on, I love you too, Jennifer, mwah, on YouTube. Like, I'm live streaming on YouTube, so if you ever want to watch this as it unfolds, oh my God, just go to YouTube. Yeah, and there's a chat section so you can choo-choo-choo your question in the chat section. So Jennifer, I love you. Genevieve, I love you too. Genevieve, thank you for the amazing video that you sent me this weekend from Genevieve, as many of my listeners know, is in Canada. She was able to go see beluga whales this past weekend and where there are dolphins. And Genevieve, can you please put in the chat where you were that you were able to see that? Because there are some people that might want to go, and I think I want to go. I think I want to make a trip to Canada to see that. I have a really good friend in Canada who is a producer of a TV station. I think I will reach out to them and see. You know, sometimes it's just time to reconnect with old friends and say hi and do things with them. Anyway, so Genevieve, thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to go to my callers, and I am going to take my callers. When I call your area code, please take me off a speaker, first and foremost. Nobody wants to hear your background noise. Actually, the truth of the matter is that I'm already on speakerphone because I have this great one-woman show going on here. So everything is done as simplistically as possible. So I have my phone on speaker, and then I go back and forth between my screens. So if you're on speaker, I'm on speaker, the quality for the TV shows is just not that awesome. So please go off of speaker and have your question and or connection ready. Okay, just one more message in two more messages for everybody for worldwide. And I have a ton of listeners outside of the U.S. for Israel, Australia, Japan. I have listeners from all over the world. So it's always so humbling to me when I look at my statistics of where my listeners and watchers are, and I just love that. So if you are on YouTube, just pop your name and where you're from. I'll give you a shout out if you want me to. Okay, Genevieve went to Tadoussac, Quebec is where she was watching the beluga whales this weekend. Tadoussac. I'm gonna just spell it for you people because for everybody because, well, I don't think I'm pronouncing it correctly. Tadoussac, Quebec. But if you look that up, I'm sure you will find it. The video was gorgeous. Thank you for sharing, Genevieve. And Jennifer, thank you so much for giving me love. I'm giving you love back. Okay, here we go. Oh, the predictions for the U.S. Jeez Louise. Okay, we're not going to hear about it at first, but there are going to be a tremendous number of lawsuits. I have said this in the past. I'm saying it again. These lawsuits are going to be of a civil nature, and these lawsuits are going to go to administrators. Now, when they say administrators, they mean people who have administered things. I know what they mean. I'm making my monkey face on that. Like a monkey. I know what they mean. They're talking about if you can't, for example, if you can't sue a pharmaceutical company for doing you harm, the people who administered the shot, for example, that knew the shot was harmful, well, they can be held liable. It's just that simple, folks. According to them, it is. Yes, it is. I'm here to give this all day long. I'm here. I'm here every Monday. Don't you love this? Okay, the next thing is that, okay, so the lawsuits. And we are going to see our judicial systems changing exponentially over the next 3 years. But over the next 6 months, this is going to start to happen with rapid succession. We're going to see a lot of people in powerful positions passing away. I'm not going to even tell you what I saw on that because we can put those pieces together ourselves. We are going to have again, a lot of epiphanies, a lot of knowings coming in. For those of you on the Gulf of California, on the coast, thank you for the correction, of California, please be careful. Be careful on the coast of California. Whew, now I'm going to go to callers. I'm going to take my first caller, and my first caller today is caller 205. 205, where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. And I know that I've discussed this person with you before. His name is Reginald. It's been maybe a couple of years ago. He's an ex. It's been maybe 3.5 years ago since we were in a relationship. Phoned me it's been less than a week ago. I hadn't heard from him in almost a year. And and probably since another reason why is because I've had a couple of new phones. So I've blocked his number and all of that. And once you buy a new phone, you don't have all of that stuff put in place. But I just assumed that he had moved on. And I want to know, my question today is, why is he calling? And do you see him finally moving on?
Okay. Yes. Okay. So your phone is a little bit froggy. So I'm going to tell everybody with quickness what you just basically said. I'm going to repeat it for those who may not have heard it clearly. Your ex of many years is reaching out again after you have blocked him, and you want to know if he's going to move on. First of all, he's coming back for a come up. You know, sometimes when you've dated somebody in the past and you made them feel really good, you were very genuine with them, you gave them love, you showed up. You just showed up as with every ounce of integrity and love that you had. And then when it's over, when they move on to what they think is better, oh, look, the grass is so green over here. No, honey, that was artificial turf, sweetie. That wasn't grass. That was some mother effing artificial turf that did to you what you just did to me. Oh, relax. Deuces. What happens is after they have their letdown, they want to go back to the person that made them feel good, the person that was genuine and really loved them, and get that come up again, get that love again, feel good about themselves again. But it's very selfish. It's very self-motivated. And so what I want to say to you is don't even now, again, I'm not the boss of anybody. Everybody has free will to handle any situation in their own way. But what your angels are saying to you is, girl, you know you better than this. You know you you took out the trash. Don't bring it back in.
Mm-hmm. No way. I will. Right. Yeah, I've blocked the number again on the new phone.
Yes. Good for you. And, you know, we as women, sometimes we have this thing that says, you know, we have so much empathy and caring, and we want to be like, are they okay? Or maybe they've changed. But if they have changed, God bless you, and go take mm-hmm. those changes new, because there's just too much that has happened. And here's, I always say, once you know the truth, you can't unknow the truth. You can't undo the damage, right? You can't ever, like, uncheat on somebody. Listen, you're Willy and the Wonka. another chocolate factory. You can't undo that, okay? You just can't. So now
well put.
The Wonka in whatever chocolate factory you want your Willy the Wonka in. Jesus! Moses and Mary, where are they coming up with this Willy Wonka? Do I have to, like, oh my God, I cannot even believe that's what I'm saying. Okay, if your Willy wants to walk in another chocolate factory, you go Willy Wonka in another chocolate factory. But you know what? My chocolate factory has another Willy doing the Wonka in it. And it is. Okay, we're going to just stop talking about the Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory right now. Like, sometimes I wonder what angel is bringing this information through. Okay, so, Mom, here's what I want to tell you really quick. But I'm going to tell you, you know, people always say, this just sounds like common sense and logic. What do you expect the angels to sound like? Honesty, common sense, logic. Thank you very much. But I do need to tell you, there's a woman here from you from the other side. I believe this is, I want to say it's your grandma. I feel like she was a little shorter, kind of like what we would have considered a medium-built woman. I think she's the one who's bringing some of these messages through. She wants to tell you, you deserve so much better, you know, strength and perseverance brings rewards. And when you are strong and you persevere in that light and that love and you have that thing going on where you can just come correct, you can be authentic and you have integrity and character, God is going to bring the right people in the right circumstances. And anybody who comes back for, and believe me, you asked, did this guy move on? Several times. He's Willy Wonka several chocolate factories. But they were not Godiva. Okay? You go ahead and play with that. I don't want to call out Hershey like it's a bad chocolate, but it's like on every you know what I mean? You go ahead. You get that generic chocolate. You go ahead. You go eat those. You go do that. But the Godiva, oh, baby, I'm sorry. Declined. Declined. Because we know our worth. And once we know the truth, we're not playing with playing. Right? And we're not staying with playing either. We're moving on. Because when you know who you are, you know, you just know you will be blessed with, it might take a minute before that blessing comes in, but you're going to be blessed with that so much better. Right? So I believe it's your grandma. And she just wants to say,
it is.
Okay, yes, thank you. She wants to say that with every ounce of your being, you need to just don't even think of this person anymore, because even it sounds so harsh to say it this way, but that thought, you know, there are a million thoughts. Oh, my gosh. There are a million thoughts you could have that are better than that. Even like, when am I going to take my next poo is a better thought than this person in your world where you are today. Oh, heaven help us. We are steady going in that direction today. Ooh, chow.
I totally agree. Totally.
Okay, love, Don't let somebody who wrecked your past step into your future and disrupt it even for a moment, even with a thought. You know, keep blocking. You're doing amazing. And don't second guess yourself because you are amazing and brilliant, and there is something, so many things that are so much better than that. So you did the right thing. Keep doing it. And they want you to know they love you and they are watching out for you. And everything, they're singing this song. I think it's Bob Marley. Every little thing gonna be all right. And again, folks, do not comment, Tony, you cannot sing. I know I can't sing. but if they bring a song through me, I'm going to do it because that's just part of it. All right? Of all the gifts I have, believe me, I have been blessed with a lot of gifts. Okay? Singing is not one of them.
I love it, Tony. It sounds great. I knew exactly what you were singing.
Yay, see, folks. Okay, beautiful girl.
Thank you, Tony.
So
I love you.
I love you, too. But now, here's what I'm going to do for you, everybody listening, everybody re-listening. We are ready, willing, and able to be in and have healthy, loving relationships. I get a no on that, so let's clear that to a yes. So that's the first clearing, folks. And if you're on YouTube, that clearing happened at about 26 minutes or so. And that clearing is for healthy, loving relationships, being ready and being in them. And there's a lot more to that than just that, like, everything is going my way sort of thing. Learning to compromise and see the good and the bad and work with both aspects of that in the relationship to make it what it's supposed to be. I'm going to just put you back on mute for a moment and go to the next caller, but hang out with us because I'm going to be doing plenty of other clearings throughout the show. Now, really quick, if you're watching on WSCS or any of the other venues, I want you to know that the part two of this will be out soon, or you can watch the rest of it on YouTube. And for the rest of us, here we go. Listen, relationships are not easy. They require work. And people who think that if they can just jump ship and find something better, more loving, they're going to find they went from a ship to a rowboat or a ship to the same ship, because you take yourself to every relationship you go into. You don't change who you are. You just change the scenery of the ship you're on, for lack of a better way of saying it. But you know what? If somebody cheats or moves on, they've done you, it's kind of a blessing, because then you can go find somebody who sees your value, somebody who sees who you are, somebody who knows, who can love you the way you're supposed to be loved. Okay? So when you get that information, don't feel bad about it. Say thank you. Thank you. Move on. Leave the past in the past with no regrets. Wish them the best because, well, karma can suck. If you believe in karma, I don't always believe in karma, but karma can suck. I don't wish karma on anyone for anything they've ever done to me. I actually pray people don't have to pay their karma for situations with me. I pray that all of that is dissolved and just let go of it. We're all human. But I am really grateful when I find out the truth about any situation so that I can move forward into something that is honorable for me. Like if somebody chooses somebody over me, guess what? That's okay. My ego is not that big. I don't think it is. I'll have to get back to you on that one. But I can, I would rather let somebody go and find somebody who sees me as their prize, sees me as the one they want to build a future with and be with, instead of treating me like an option or something like that. Okay, so I just want to say on YouTube, they're saying that the connection is unstable and they're reconnecting. So I'm sorry if you're not getting all of this. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller. Hi, Sean. I hope you are having a great day. Chandra, hi. It's wonderful to see everybody on YouTube. I'm going to go to the next caller, and the next caller is 415. My internet is clearly having a bit of difficulty, so I'm going to, I was going to do 16 minutes
Hello?
Today, but I, oh. Hey, Sean, hi, 415, how are you? Actually, I'm going to have to do this. My internet keeps cutting out, and I'm losing everyone. So what I'm going to have to do is actually say thank you to everybody watching and listening. I am going to end the show here for today. I want you to know you're responsible for the miracles in your life. So please, by all means, create them daily.